How good are you at adapting and changing? The Bank of England last week said the outlook for our economy means people will need to adapt even more in the future to get jobs. It's hard. I read that the NHS has adapted extensively due to the virus, and schools also, and want to carry the changes on over years to come. We've all had to adapt at different points in our lives, whether forming relationships or having children or loved ones dying or changing jobs. And yet there are some things we're maybe reluctant to change, especially as we get older: our favourite clothes, foods, hymns, chairs, ways we do things. Why do we remain stuck? Maybe partly fear of the unknown or laziness or... Well, Jesus said, unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We need to be open to possibilities the way children are. Open up to God, open up to possibilities of new ways forward, to learning and adapting, just as children usually do. By contrast, many of us as we get older become nervous about change, nervous about risks. I suppose life is about balancing caution and risks, adventure and stability. But in an evolving world, change is always necessary. I'm a proud Glaswegian, and its history is mainly one of continuing adaptation over the centuries. For example, from being a cathedral merchant city to focusing on new trades like tobacco, then linen, then cotton, then coal and iron, steel and chemicals and shipbuilding. Then we got stuck after World War I until in recent decades we adapted again to new technology, tourism and other scientific ways forward. It's a story of change or die. But there's also the lesson from history. We cannot just let the weaker or those unable to change flounder, as in the tobacco slave trade or the horrendous Scottish sheep clearances. Change does not mean we change to the point we lose what is good. In fact, sometimes we have to change to regain the good, for example, due to climate change. We have all had to adapt a lot these past 4 months, but the breakouts of the virus in cities and towns again suggest sometimes it's not just the old who find it hard to adapt and can get stuck in old habits. Sometimes change requires great leaders or government laws, but usually it requires each of us to be open and offer and accept help to do it. I think of two folk I know who thought they couldn't adapt to meeting by audiovisual conference, but they buddied up with someone else who showed them the ropes and learnt how to participate. Perhaps we all need to help encourage each other, adapt and change, weigh up the risks for ourselves and for others of doing or not doing something. Let's change together.